Hey everyone, I wanted to talk to you today about sensitivities, specifically relating to cinnamon leaf, and of course, this can also relate to cinnamon bark, and just ways to tell if you are reacting and just what some of those signs could look like. So we had a post in the group, that is, a pending post that Stacy sent through, and she asked if this was a normal reaction to diffusing an essential oil. So she says, last month I bought cinnamon leaf oil and diffused it for a few days on and off. After a few days, I noticed my 5-year-old daughter starting to get a rash on her face that looked like acne. After 2 days, it really erupted one morning and we took her to urgent care. They said it was hives. The only new exposure we had was the diffused oil, but I didn't think much of it. And since it had such a delayed reaction, they didn't think it was that either. I did stop diffusing just in case, but the rash getting worse over 3 days. I took her back to the pediatricians because it was getting so much worse, and they said it was impetigo. Poor girl, she went on antibiotics, and while it helped, she didn't clear up as quick as I was expecting. 2 weeks later, after it was 95% gone, because I was led to believe it was just impetigo, I diffused a cinnamon leaf briefly on Thursday morning. On Friday, she woke up with the same acne rash and had spread like it did the last round, but not as bad. Now, pediatrician does think it was the cinnamon leaf oil, and needless to say, I threw it out. Is there anything that I should know about oil sensitivities in the future for her? Is this a typical reaction, a delayed and relatively slow breakout in the face and neck, getting worse even past exposure? I'm still wondering if it was something else, but that's all I can think of, and the timing makes sense. Thank you for reading all of this. So this absolutely can happen. I do believe in reading what went on that it was a cinnamon leaf oil. Cinnamon leaf essential oil and cinnamon bark essential oil are a couple of the essential oils. There are several that have a very low topical max and can be sensitizing. It's very, very strong. And if you use it on the skin, you have to use it in a very small amount to prevent any rashes, irritation, itching, and sensitivities. Now, even diffusing it, now it's unclear how long, diffused it on and off for a few days. Like, I don't know what that means. Was it intermittent, where it was 30 minutes on, 30 minutes off? The whole day for 3 days? Was it 5 minutes an hour? I don't know what that means. Was it all day and not all night? But over diffusing can cause this. Over diffusing can cause headaches, can cause feeling nauseous, can cause just a general feeling of unwellness. And in this case, it apparently caused a rash on this 5-year-old girl. So, especially if she was anywhere near it, if you are diffusing a highly sensitizing essential oil such as cinnamon leaf and cinnamon bark, clove is another one, there's a few out there, then it can cause skin irritation, it can cause skin rashes, it can cause these issues, especially if you are close enough to be able to smell it. And sometimes kids like to play with the diffuser. They think it's really cool seeing the mist come out. Sometimes they like to get their face near it. Sometimes it can get in their eyes. So you have to be super, super careful. So, yeah, absolutely. This can be a normal reaction to diffusing an essential oil. Keep in mind that both cinnamon leaf and cinnamon bark are anticoagulant. That means they are blood thinning. So if you are already prone to bloody noses, and even if you aren't, it can cause one. Before and after surgery, it can cause your blood not to properly clot. You could bleed out extra. Not saying you're going to bleed to death, but it could take a little bit longer than your doctor's prepared to stop that bleeding. This includes dental work as well. And there's a few other drug interactions and stuff with cinnamon leaf and cinnamon bark, particularly when used internally. Cinnamon bark is not safe for use during pregnancy or breastfeeding. And again, they both have a very low topical max. And even inhaling it can cause some irritation, especially if over diffused and over inhaled. So yes, anyone can have a sensitivity really to any essential oil, although there are no known issues with tea tree. There's no safety issues with tea tree. But there are some people that are allergic. Just like some people are allergic to chocolate, some people are allergic to coffee, some people are allergic, of course, to peanuts and, have food intolerances with dairy and gluten and all of that. So, yeah, definitely if there's any some sort of new reaction that you are experiencing or someone in your home is experiencing, just try shutting off the diffuser. Try, thinking if you've used any essential oils recently and post in this group if you have any questions using essential oils safely. community in Facebook. I'm going to go ahead and upload this as a podcast and put it up on YouTube as well. So there's more people that have awareness that these things can happen. Hope you learned something and let me know if you did. And if you have any questions, you know what to do. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcast.